This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It is truly a crazy world out there, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm not part of that. I'm a member of the crazy world, but I don't participate in as much crazy as our other counterparts do on the left. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So let me just give you a few headlines. So we used to do a segment called Headlines. And we've gone away from it because the show jumps around. It's really, honestly, it's what makes me feel good that day. If it bores me, I don't want to do it, then I won't. And then there are some days where I'm tired. You guys may notice it, and we don't have as much punch. And that's just the way it is. I mean, you can't always be in your A game. Today we are, so you're lucky. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. So here's some headlines. Just to give you an idea of how crazy the world is, this happened in the last few days, okay? Man, 33 arrested for sexually assaulting and strangling a female jogger to death before dumping her body in a lake. All right? Now, that came on the heels of a South Carolina student killed by a fake Uber driver. This guy apparently just pulls up to parties at 2 o'clock in the morning, finds a, you know, some girl that thinks that she's, you know, oh, are you my driver? Jumps in his vehicle. I don't know what, I didn't even read the story. I don't know the headlines. My bet is he sexually assaulted her and then dumped her. But that was another thing that occurred. Here's another one. Mystery letter from a law enforcement source claiming a, quote, jacked up white guy killed Karina Vetrano. And NYPD withheld evidence. Holy mother of Jussie Smollett. There's a black guy who is supposedly killed, Karina Vetrano, and they're saying, no, there was a letter written to law enforcement that said it was some jacked up white guy who did it. So this is the world that we currently live in. Three women murdered, killed by, but by the way, the fake Uber driver. I'm not trying to make this racial or any way. I'm just telling you these are the facts. The guy who killed Karina Vetrano, black guy. South Carolina student killed by the fake Uber driver, black guy. The man arrested for sexually assaulting this woman, Hispanic dude. Now, I don't care about their colors because it's a tragedy either way it goes. But what I'm telling you is there's already something out there to mitigate it. Oh, this white guy. It was a white guy that killed Karina whatever. Okay, here's another headline for you. Rapper Nipsey Hussle, which is a takeoff of a guy who's a comedian back in the 60s and 70s named Nipsey Russell. I say that for you youngsters out there. He was killed in front of his clothing store, gunned down. Was going to go talk to the police about something, I don't know what, like improving community relations or something, and he gets gunned down. Let me tell you this. The cops didn't kill him, okay? The cops didn't kill him. Those are just a few of the headlines. You want to go international? Venezuela will ration electricity for a month following nationwide power cuts. And we have kids running around going, we love us some socialism. We love us some socialism. Where's the socialism? We need more. These are the types of things that, look, I could go on. I'm not kidding you. I could go headline to headline to headline. We could speculate on these stories. We'd get them closer to right than the fake news media does anything about us. If I just took these headlines and just expounded upon them myself, I would be closer to the truth about these headlines than the leftist media will ever try to get closer to the truth for us. Kevin Jackson, folks, that's who I am. That's who you're listening to. Get people joining all the time going, who is this? You know, when they're just scrolling down the radio. So we got to let them know every now and then. Man, crazy world. What do I want to talk about? I mean, there's tons. New Trump polling, crazy stories out there. One where grandmother gives birth to her granddaughter. That one caught my attention the other day. What about cockroach milk? Have you had cockroach milk? Yeah, that's in the news. But the thing I really want to talk about outside of these crazy headlines is I want to talk about Joe Biden. Who's after Joe Biden? Biden's got some serious issues coming up. Here's an article, and I'm just going to start it because we got a lot to talk about with Biden, but they said beyond the primaries, the new accusation raises questions about whether Biden, in a general election, would strike a weak contrast with President Donald Trump, who has faced multiple allegations of sexual misconduct towards women. Now, here's why Biden's got a serious problem. As you guys know, Lucy Flores has accused the former vice president of being a bit handsy. And, of course, he is. Biden is creepy. Google creepy Biden. We'll talk about it more here in a bit. But Google it and you'll see. And so what's happening right now is somebody is looking to destroy. They're telling Biden, we warned you. We told you to retire. Now, here's what I said to you guys. I said Joe Biden wouldn't run. Then Biden started making all these overtures, all these mea culpas. He's apologizing for his criminal justice reform thing, which, by the way, he never should have apologized for, and neither should the Clintons. They never should have apologized for putting super predators in jail. Super predators don't dictate that it's black people or Hispanics. It dictates that it's people that have done many crimes and need to be put in prison. But the left colorized it, and that was the end of it. If Hillary Clinton had come out and said, look, I don't, black people seem to think we're talking about them as being super predators. How about the white folks? This rule wasn't made for colored people. But she didn't do that. She fell on the sword, and it cost her the election because black folks were mad about it. But black folks were smart enough to know, number one, we do have super predators among us. But number two, the legislation wasn't just for black people. Okay, we may have higher criminality, but that doesn't mean it's colorized for blacks. And Biden did the same thing. Then he came out and he did the recent one with Anita Hill. Right? So I knew he was structuring to set himself up to run. And I said, based on this, he's going to run. Now, here's what happened. Somebody came along and went, we're done with you. You need to retire. I don't know what's going on with Hillary Clinton other than her torpedoing herself, but Hillary Clinton got retired by Donald Trump. But other people retired her too, because she was going to win this last election in 2016. As we can tell from all the orchestration that went on. And she didn't. And divine guidance of God, right? Divine power. But the fact is, there were people working against Hillary Clinton that normally wouldn't have worked against her. Same's going on with Biden. Somebody has determined, and I'm talking about at the higher levels of leftist government, leftist bureaucracy, has said, we don't want Joe Biden. Or we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Busy, bad days for the Democrats. Oh, my goodness. I would not want to be a Democrat today. Oh, I know. You're worried because you read the book. You get all the bad news. And you know what? You've been taught to be a worrier. Not a warrior, a worrier. Yeah. See, I train warriors on this program. You are a warrior who's training to be a warrior. And the good news for you is it sounds kind of close. And the better news is I'm going to make you into a warrior. If you keep listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you will know how to fight. I'm talking about mentally and physically. Physically, I can only go so far. But mentally, I will make you have the mind of special forces. Hey, are you guys aware of this? The bombers, some of the bombers, two of the bombers in the Sri Lanka bombings of Christians were millionaires. Sons to one of the richest guys in Sri Lanka. I think he was the richest guy. Two of these kids were, they were millionaires. The sons of a millionaire. Gonna inherit everything. They showed a video. It's sad to look at this video because he's sort of hesitant. And he goes into the place. He's got the backpack. There are people just eating that he doesn't know. And boom, you could tell he's just like, well, okay. Then finally he just pulls the thing and its camera goes blink because they have a camera in the room. I mean, it was instantaneous. Everybody that you can see in that video was dead. Waiters and waitresses going around with their daily lives. It's sad to see that because I'm looking at that video going, there's a guy that doesn't even see him because he's just talking to somebody across the way from him. And I'm looking at this guy saying he doesn't even realize in a second his life is about to end. It's not like he's walking in front of a car and he can see the car. It's not like he has some debilitating disease. He has no idea he is about to die. And I looked in the video, you can see about six people or so. And you're just saying to yourself, they're all about to die. Over what? Over a radical ideology that is continuing to rear its ugly head all over the world. And you know what? The Democrats don't even want to say Christians. They want to say Easter worshipers. Right? They don't want to tell you that the people who perpetrate these types of crimes are terrorists, Muslim terrorists. They want to remove words from the lexicon to suit their need because they want us to feel what? Safer? Better? Have sanctuary? These guys were millionaires. You know why I'm telling you this? What I'm saying, folks, is it doesn't matter what you give these people. It doesn't matter how much they succeed in life. You know what they are? They are disappointed in themselves. They are ideologues for what they believe, and they are willing to kill themselves for that. It doesn't matter what you give them. Same with Democrats. You think, oh, geez, you know, these Democrats are going to see the benefit of Donald Trump, this economy and all. Democrats don't care. You guys have heard me say this. My grandmother said it 1,000 times, and more than that, I'll say it to you 1,000 times. You could give a Democrat a ham under each arm, and they will be mad that you didn't give them bread. That's the way Democrats work. Anyway, I want to move on. So one of the things we're going to talk about, maybe, the number of people, the border issue, the comprehensive immigration reform, the number of people being released every day into this country, it's appalling. We'll get into that. Millions. Whatever the number they tell you about illegals, it pales in comparison to what's happening to us every single day, who's being released. But here's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden has declared. Yeah. And excuse me for sparing you the audio from the video where he throws his hat in the ring. It would be akin to you seeing Hillary Clinton in a negligee. I wouldn't do that to you. I just won't do that to you. No, I'm sorry. I can't. My producer's like, play. No, I won't. I won't do it. I'm not going to put my audience through that. Anyway, now there's 20 people running for office as Democrats against President Trump. And I said on another radio show, an interview the other day, and I'll say it to you again because I've said everything I say on another radio show. Trust me, you get it first. Yeah, you get it first. You are my priority. But I did say this to you guys, and I said it to them. I said, you can tell a lot more about the Democrats by who's not running. The top Democrat candidates are not running. Mayor Bloomberg of New York said he's not running. He doesn't have the passion for it. He sees what's going on with the Democrats, and he says, I don't want to be a part of it. Anybody remember Howard Schultz? He's going to run as an independent. What's happened to Howard? He's been ostracized in his community. What about Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York? If you want to have the best possible role, a governor from a state like New York, with one of our marquee cities, New York City, so we have the mayor and the governor of New York who said no. And then most recently, who do we have that didn't want to run? The governor of Virginia, effectively a battleground state. Former head of the DNC, Terry McAuliffe, I'm not running. And you want to know why? Because they know the writing on the wall. So they say, let Biden in there. Let Hillary, you want to run again? Whoever wants it, go ahead. Be the next loser. Biden, you want to be a three-time loser for president? Jump in there. He won't be. Trust me. He won't be. Third time around. And he's already in trouble. He was in trouble while he was on hiatus. What Biden's hopes, let me tell you what his hopes and dreams are right now, that people will forget about him being creepy. That's what his hopes are. He's hopeful that the creepy thing is gone, that he's talked it through. And now he's coming out with this announcement that I spared you from. Remember? It'll be like Rosie O'Donnell doing a runway show for Victoria's Secret. I spared you. Yeah, you're welcome. Okay? Anyway, he believes that he's going to talk his way out of that stuff. Let me tell you, worst possible thing that you can imagine. And here's the deal. Biden's troubles began decades ago. They've only resurfaced after he refused to stay out of politics because he was warned, really and truly. He was warned. I wrote a while back that being Obama's VP was Joe Biden's political reward. He should have been able to take that role and make himself into a god. He should have set up the Biden Foundation. He should have gone out on speaking tour, making 50 grand, 100 grand a speech. I mean, that's the kind of the going rate for a washed up old white Democrat. But he could get that. And by the way, I'll take that washed up old white Democrat rate personally, because there's a lot more than I get to speak. But that's what they wanted him to do, and Biden didn't do it. Why would you try to outdo being the vice president of baby black Jesus, the Democrats' Lord and Savior, their Messiah? How dare you? Why would you try to outdo that? Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State for Barack Obama, but they made a deal. She was going to get, okay, I'm going to back out and give you my support so you can win, but then you got to help me. That's the only reason why Hillary gets a pass. Because let me tell you something. When the Democrats ordained Barack Obama as their Messiah, you take your, that's it. That is Biden. That's as far as you need to go. But he pushed it. And now he's in big trouble. And I'm going to explain it. We get back. Keep it here.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump on Thursday disavows the "send her back" chant that broke out at his rally on Wednesday night.
It was quite a chant, and I felt a little bit badly about it. But I will say this, I did, and I started speaking very quickly. But it started up rather fast, as you probably noticed.
So you'll tell your supporters never to
say that? Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that they did.
Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan is testifying on Capitol Hill today, saying that the U.S. is facing an unprecedented crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says the number of people trying to enter the United States illegally has been staggering and led to a humanitarian crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Joe Biden in the news, but he's in the news kind of like Elizabeth Warren. You remember, well, she kind of apologized for using her Native American status to get ahead of life, but she didn't really apologize. She just sort of went, well, I took the DNA test, and here are the results, and I'm all very proud. And then they go, you're not Indian, Elizabeth. What? I still believe that I'm an Indian. And, you know, she went all Dolezal on us. And then suddenly she started cleaning up her act. She started apologizing to Native Americans and saying things like, well, just because you think you're that doesn't mean that you're part of the tribe, because of that they have a registry and yada, 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 and all this other stuff. It didn't mean you're an Indian. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com. So Elizabeth Warren does her mea culpa with the indigenous folks, which I happen to be one. I'm indigenous. I don't care what anybody says. And now Joe Biden, he's got to do the same thing. And when Elizabeth Warren did it, let me just warn you, I knew what was coming. She started doing her mea culpa. Then she formed her exploratory committee. She still formed her exploratory committee. She hasn't officially declared she's going to run for president. You want to know why? Because Elizabeth Warren isn't getting the news she needs. She needs people to go, it's okay, Liz. We don't care that you faked your way as an Indian and you got lots of money and lots of gigs for it. And your life has been enriched in so many ways. Meanwhile, Pocahontas and Sacagawea over here can't even feed their kids. They got alcoholic husbands and stuff. We get it, Elizabeth. Well, Joe Biden's got to do the same thing. Joe Biden was as bad as Hillary Clinton early on, though. He wrote the book on crime and punishment. Yeah, Joe Biden believed in super predators. Yeah, why shouldn't he? He and the Democrats did a fine job of creating them. They did a fine job of making black communities the most unsafe areas in the world. Black communities rival the no-go zones anywhere in the world. Oh, Kevin, they don't have no rocket grenades and all that. I'll tell you what, you would be just as safe in Fallujah at night walking around as you would in a black neighborhood in Compton or somewhere else. You'd be just as safe. There's no difference. More murders occur in Chicago than occur in any war zone in this country right now, in the world right now. You go just look at the streets of America. You don't have to go far. The war is right here. It's being fought right here every single day. And you know what? Thanks to you, we're starting to win the war. Now that the presidency for Biden is, he thinks it's within reach. It's not. But okay, he wants to believe it. So he has to clear the deck. They vetted Biden many times, but they vetted him with people in the way. He knew he had too many hurdles. He had to hurdle Barack Obama. He had to hurdle Hillary Clinton, whatever. He didn't want to hurdle. Now the playing field is clear. Biden has no excuse. He was the, of anybody that's running, Joe Biden was the top dog, the number one guy in line for the presidency for 8 years. Nobody else can say that. Nobody. So the playing field is, it's a wide open playing field. He knows Trump's not going to let him slide on the targeting of blacks. He knows that Donald Trump will bring up your heinous past, and he will make, Donald Trump will put you on Front Street. But Biden also knows of his evil ways. Yeah. That's why he declared that his tough on crime drug legislation 3 decades ago was a, quote, big mistake. And that mistake disproportionately affected black folks. He made this at a breakfast honoring Martin Luther King. He needed to do this on the day when all the black people would be looking at him. And they said, the New York Times, he said more than was expected of him. No, he said exactly what he wanted to say. How could he know the ramification of law surrounding powder cocaine and crack cocaine were going to disproportionately affect one group versus the other? I mean, white people use cocaine, black people use street crack. But Joe Biden said it was a big mistake that was made. We were told by the experts that crack, you never go back. That the two were somehow fundamentally different. It's not. It's trapped an entire generation. So here's what's interesting. Joe Biden gets some experts to say, so Joe Biden, we've studied the crack epidemic, and crack is an evil drug, much more evil than powder cocaine that white people use. Wink, wink. And the crack cocaine makes these super predators. And you've got to lock them up for good because they can't break the habit and they're going to go out there and create mayhem in the streets. And Joe Biden said, I agree. I agree with you. I'm from Scranton. I've had my time, my run-in with blacks with crack. And so he crafts this legislation. He knew the deal. Coke was for white boys, crack was for dumb blacks. Biden knew what he was doing. He knew it then, and he knows what he's doing right now when he's trying to do this mea culpa. Listen, black people, I didn't do it. Trust me, it wasn't my fault. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. But it's trapped an entire generation. I hope Trump frees all the blacks who were incarcerated during the Biden legacy and calls it Biden's blunder. I hope Donald Trump goes and looks at the drug crime, says, I want a listing of everybody who was incarcerated due to crack in the 1990s. If they are still in prison, I want them released, and we're going to call it the Joe Biden rule. Then Senator Biden helped write the 1994 crime bill. That did exactly what I just described. It had disproportionate sentencing for cocaine, powder cocaine, versus crack, street cocaine. Biden wrote the bill. Now he wants to skirt it. No, no. Listen, black people, I know I affected you, and you know you have fathers and daughters and sons and mothers and whatever in prison because of me, and they spend more time than their white counterparts. But I assure you, I'm not racist. I assure you, I had all the best intentions. I assured you of what? Assured you of what, Joe? What? Yeah, hey, leftist, somebody explain to me how Donald Trump is racist. See, here's what the deal was. Barack Obama and his, what was her name? Valerie Jarrett. They made the sentencing for crack and cocaine identical. And they said, we're doing black people a favor. Now, you would think black people are the only ones strung out on crack, but they're not. It's just that crack was a cheaper drug. It was for poor people. Blacks are disproportionately more poor in numbers per capita than whites. So it became sort of the black poor person's drug of choice. But they're white. I know white crackheads. Yeah, I know white crackheads. One of my white buddies was strung out on crack for a while. His name is Mike. God rest his soul. One of my best friends. He kicked his crack habit and lost 50 pounds. He says to me, Kev, I don't recommend a diet. says it was a mean drug. Biden says it was a mistake. I'm sorry. The experts told me this. Yeah, hey, Joe, are these the same experts that told you that climate change was real? Are these the same experts that told you that Obamacare was a big effing deal? Huh? Yeah, I hope Trump makes them. I hope he markets this in ways that Biden never thinks about. Here's what Biden goes on to say. He says he thinks he can sweep it under the rug because he's admitting his guilt now before he declares for the presidency, if he declares at all. And then he said this, well, I may not have always gotten things right. Really? Wow. Whew, now that's profound. He may not have always gotten things right. Man, who knew? Here I thought Biden always got things right. He seems to know it all. You know, I'm just thinking back on a lot of the policies of Barack Obama that are now being changed. And as we go into this booming economy where people are overemployed, can move around in their jobs, the numbers are, you know, salaries are rising. We got Ocasio-Cortez running around here. We need a livable wage. And there are people going, okay, we're going to make the minimum wage $15 an hour. No government interference. We're just going to do it. Yeah. May not have always gotten things right in regards to the criminal justice system. I'm just wondering, Joe, is there anything else you got wrong? Any other mea culpas you want to do before you declare? They say it's about, I know what this is about. Because, you know, he's been evaluating. Is he going to come become president, you know, want to run for president? And he definitely wants to run. This is a test, folks, for black in the leftist community, black leftists. Will you support me? Please. And if Biden gets a little pushback, then he'll declare. But if black people revolt against him, if there's a, you know, a wave that just, you know, you're thinking of black people, then he won't run. Because Biden can't win, and neither can any other Democrat without the silly Negro vote. He has the most heinous past in dealing with blacks. He's got to get this out in the open and see if the water turns red with his blood. Stay tuned.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Is this the winning ticket for Joe Biden? Go toe-to-toe, blow for blow.
Look, I think so. And I think the best thing that's happened, one of the very good things that's happened to Joe Biden since launching this campaign, is that Trump is obsessed with him. Trump keeps insulting him, keeps testing nicknames. None of them quite stick. And so Trump has effectively made this into a general election campaign already with Joe Biden. He's pretty much ignoring the rest of the field and is laser focused and obsessed, clinically obsessed with Joe Biden. That's a great favor he's doing to Joe Biden.
Well, let's look at why he might be like that. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look where Joe Biden is with the other Democrats. Quinnipiac came out with a couple of polls here that we're going to use. 30-19. Is that lower? Yes. But Biden had to come down because he's up largely because of name recognition, and the field is going to have to catch him to a certain degree. How much? We'll see. But the number, Cenk, against Trump is probably what has Trump trying to go after him. 53-40. Nobody beats him like that in the rest of the field. But is this the way that he courts that left during the primary process, that he lets everybody know, Cenk, this is what I'm going to do. It's going to be a battle to the bottom.
Yeah, so I agree with Anna that Trump is doing Biden a huge favor by attacking him, and that makes even people like me who are progressive rally to Biden's defense. But overall, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump, because he's doing the same mistake that Hillary Clinton did. He's saying Trump's a bad guy, but we all know he's a bad guy. For the right wing, that's not the bug, that's the feature. No, you have to attack him on things that worked for him in 2016, being in favor of the average American worker, which he's not. He's a normal, lying, sniveling politician. And a progressive can make that case, because we're for higher wages. We're for getting health care for your families. We're for substantive policy positions that are going to actually help your family in Michigan, Pennsylvania, etc. And what does Biden largely say? He does safe attacks against Trump. He's against what Trump said in Charlottesville. Oh, of course, we're all against that. But he doesn't attack him on policy positions, and he doesn't attack him where it hurts, on how weak he is. And I think we need a stronger fighter to make, bring that message home. We don't want to make the same mistake we did in 2016, all right. And he is very similar to Hillary Clinton.
By the way, welcome back, everybody. So we played a montage of when Trump was winning in the election, and that guy Sink, whatever, Yerger or whatever is, I don't know, who the Young Turks, he was the one cursing all the way through it, because he was the one who was so dead set that Hillary couldn't lose. I mean, he was jubilant. It was the most fun to watch that guy on election night than anybody. Welcome back. I want to pick this apart for a bit, because it so deserves it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Is this a winning ticket for Biden? And Anna Navarro, who's supposed to be a Republican strategist, I don't even know why they put that under her name. She says Trump is obsessed with Biden. I will ask any of you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, do you honestly believe that Trump is obsessed with Biden? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I know he's not. Trump is not an obsessive person. I want you to understand what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that a man who has never taken a drink of alcohol or done a drug in his life, who the only obsession that Donald Trump shows is an obsession for business. If you think Donald Trump focuses on any one person, explain to me how many billionaires you know obsess on one person. I'm just saying, I'm going to waste their time. And why would Donald Trump really care? I love how she said none of the nicknames on Biden are sticking. That's hysterical to me. Biden is sleepy, creepy Joe Biden. And he will live with that for the rest of his life, not just through this election cycle. But she went on to say this, and this is where the left is really correct. She said he was clinically obsessed. I want you to understand, you have a person who is a pundit, who comes on TV to give you a decent analysis of what's going on, and you bring him on MSNBC or whatever show that was, I believe it was MSNBC, and they tell you, outside of their area of expertise, that a man is clinically obsessed with a loser, a soon-to-be three-time presidential loser. Then, what was funny, was it Tapper? No, it wasn't. I think it was MSNBC. Anyway, the moderator, no, was it a Chuck Todd? Who cares? He goes on to say this. Well, Biden is leading everybody 30-19, meaning Biden is at 30, Sanders is at 19, and everybody else is not even really in the race. And then he says this, which I find very interesting. He says, that is lower. But he rationalizes it by saying, but Biden had to come down. No, he didn't. I want you to remember Donald Trump during the presidency. The presidential race of 2016, Donald Trump was polling, say, 20%. I don't remember the specific numbers. He'd go to 22. He'd go to 23. He'd go to 24. And he crept up. And then he got to like 28 or so. And keep in mind, there's 17 total candidates, and they're all in the, 2, 3 to 7, 8, 10%. But Trump is steadily growing. And then a couple of people would fall out, and people would go, well, where are those folks going to go? And they go, not to Trump. And then Trump would jump 2 points. I can't recall Donald Trump dropping of any significant number. He steadily rose. Biden, they say, they expected to drop. Now, Biden at one point, they said, was so far ahead, the race was over. I believe one poll had Biden in the 40s. And now, he's 30 to 19. 11 points difference between him and Bernie Sanders, and they're rationalizing it. But they want you to believe that Donald Trump is afraid. And here's what they use. They said, well, when you go head-to-head, Biden is 53 to 40 against Trump. Now, I'm going to ask you again, the audience of Kevin Jackson on the Kevin Jackson Show, do you believe that Joe Biden is 53% versus 40 for Trump across the nation? I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe that's absolute nonsense. I don't believe Biden could get those numbers in his hometown. I believe if you flipped it and added 3 or 4 points to Trump, you'd have a more realistic assessment. Now, there was a poll that came out recently. You'll love this. They found out that the pollsters were polling 46% or 44% black folks and 60% I can't remember, but it was a big number of Democrats. So not only were they favoring blacks, who, historically wouldn't be voting Republican and you would believe wouldn't vote for Trump, they were favoring Democrats heavily. And that was what the polling was based on. I don't know the numbers. You can go look it up. Just pull up weird polling, fraudulent polling, or skewed polling. It'll come up. Now, I've already told you guys, I don't care about polling. I watched what happened with Hillary Clinton. I called it then. I'm calling it now. The polling is wholly unnecessary because we know what the real deal is. They go on to say this. This is when Sink comes in. He says, I don't think that Biden is the better candidate against Trump. Now, I want you to understand what's happened. They've had a complete discussion. The girl says Trump is obsessed with Biden. The moderator comes in and says Biden is leading all the Democrats. He's leading Trump 53 to 40. He asks another hardcore lefty knucklehead lunatic, what do you think? And the guy goes, well, I don't believe that Biden's the better candidate against Trump. What was all the setup for? See, that was the first little morsel of truth in that entire discussion. The guy admitted it. He says that Donald Trump needs to be attacked for what he does to the workers. I want you to understand how feeble this is going to play. Donald Trump should be attacked because workers have gotten higher wages, they've gotten bonuses, they've got job mobility, they've got better job prospects and all that, and he thinks that they're going to attack Donald Trump over that. That's how crazy things have become for the leftists. Anyway, short break. We'll be back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.